Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. 1991, Talk of the Nation joined the NPR lineup, and it lived up to its name. It allowed the nation to talk about news of the day, issues, things we were talking about, things we wanted to know about. 21 years later, on July the 1st, Talk of the Nation will be no more. NPR decided to end production and move forward. We're going to talk about that decision, allow you to talk about that decision with us, and see what it means for our listeners here in San Antonio and across the nation. The number to call to join the conversation is 614-8980. If you've got questions, Josh, you can go to our comment on our website, go to email us to thesource@tpr.org. Comment right there on the website. Also, join us on the Facebook page. And welcome to The Source, Kinsey Wilson. He's the Executive Vice President and Chief Content Officer for NPR. Welcome, Kinsey.
Good to be with you.
Wow. So tell me, I know you've gone through this over and over again. People are still trying to come to grips with it. We're like those different stages of grieving here, because we really do love to Talk of the Nation. So tell us the process in deciding to let it go.
Well, I think the first thing I would say is that everybody, including all the folks at NPR, share the deep affection that we know listeners have for Talk of the Nation. They really sort of perfected the call-in talk radio format a couple of decades ago and have continued to refine it and improve upon it since. The decision here was driven by the fact that in many ways Talk of the Nation was so successful in establishing that format, which in turn has been adopted and embraced by public radio stations across the system, both for local shows as well as a number of national shows, including those that we continue to carry, On Point, Diane Rehm, and others. And as we looked at what is an increasingly competitive and challenging media landscape and the difficult economics of that media landscape, which are no secret to anybody who's been following that, we said that what we wanted to do was really to be focusing on what we can uniquely provide to the system, which is a certain caliber of national and international news coverage that can be blended with local reporting, and to rely on stations to provide the call-in talk format in the national shows that we distribute. So it's really a question of looking at the resources across the system and saying who's in a position to step in and offer the best news and information across all day parts, as we do already for Morning Edition and All Things Considered in morning and evening drive times.
Well, Kinsey, my fantasy in having this interview with you is that somehow I'll be so persuasive that I'll allow you guys will go back and change your mind.
In a perfect world, we'd be able to do everything and satisfy everybody, but unfortunately, that's tough.
You said that, you know, that the other stations are doing it too, and so it's so successful, this format, Talk of the Nation was so good that we had to get rid of it.
The other piece of this that I didn't describe is that there has been a steady clamor among stations for a midday news program that would offer the kind of depth and news coverage that we're able to bring to Morning Edition and All Things Considered. I mean, in some ways, you need no better there is no better example than what happened in Boston in the last couple of weeks, where people really wanted to stay with that story throughout the day and understand how it was unfolding, and not with the kind of repetitive patter that you tend to get from cable television. That event happened to be in Boston, which is the home of WBUR, which is the station with whom we're going to be partnering on here and now, which we're hopeful stations will choose to pick up as a replacement to Talk of the Nation. But it demonstrated both at NPR, at WBUR, and frankly, we see it across the system, the capacity of member stations to contribute to middle-of-the-day news reporting alongside us and to provide an alternative to call-in talk radio.
All right, we do have some...
And frankly...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. No, I was going to say, you know, it bears mentioning, too, that Talk of the Nation helped us really refine that craft as well. I mean, they were our go-to program of choice when news would break in the middle of the day and we would interrupt regular programming and go to live coverage. The problem was they were broadcast only for 2 of 4 hours in the middle of the day and not on Fridays, and so it left us with some gaps, and it was really a different mission than the one that they were set up for.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phone lines. We do have some people who want to join the conversation. Herb's calling from Canyon Lake. Herb, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you very much. First of all, I want to tell you I am not the only one in Canyon Lake who is outraged at losing Talk of the Nation. I've been a member of NPR since 1991, and I have supported Talk of the Nation. I have supported All Things Considered, the Morning Edition. When I travel, I always look for the NPR station. So I am very, very well versed in NPR and how well it's done over the years. But to take a program of the quality of Neil Conan's Talk of the Nation off of the air because it is so successful seems just counterintuitive and counterproductive. I don't understand exactly why NPR has made such a terrible decision. It is a terrible decision. And I'm asking you, split it. Take an hour. I enjoy the Midday Report as well, but please leave Talk of the Nation on for at least an hour. I mean, why can't you do that? I will listen. Please, right. Answer
Herb,
my question.
Herb, thank you so much. I appreciate your call. And Kinsey, you must be hearing a lot of folks just like Herb out there saying we can't part with our Talk of the Nation.
Well, certainly we are hearing from folks who have been incredibly loyal to the program over the years, and it is certainly all that much harder when a program is, you know, remains popular. I mean, it's these are not easy choices to be made, you know, and we appreciate the longstanding support that people like Herb and other listeners have offered through all of this. You know, if it was a simple matter of being able to sort of split the difference between the two and keep them both running, we would do that. But, you know, the economics of public radio are as challenging as the economics of commercial media these days in many respects. And we're forced to make, you know, careful choices about where we invest and aren't, frankly, able to do everything for everybody all at once. Part of why we undertook this change was to, you know, share with our member stations some of the burden and some of the cost of producing these programs. We are sharing with WBUR, and they are taking on, frankly, the lion's share of the cost of producing Here and Now in its new expanded two-hour format. We will see some savings from Talk of the Nation going away, though, frankly, it wasn't driven exclusively by budget considerations. And other stations, as I mentioned, around the system also have a wide variety of strong programs that we hope stations will choose from in deciding, you know, how they want to rearrange their schedules around this. So
you're saying this was not a budget decision, but this does benefit the bottom line of NPR.
That's true.
It was a talk show that filled 2 hours. And it was also a cheap show, not a cheap show, but not a very expensive show for local stations to subscribe to.
It was, but it was a show that was consistently running in the red, and we will realize some savings from taking it off the air. As popular as it was, as many stations as it ran on, you know, it was not a show that was at a break-even or better basis. But it's important to say that this is not a decision we would have made strictly for budgetary reasons. That
okay.
was only one factor.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how Texas Public Radio is changing with Talk of the Nation going away. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. And this is The Source on KSTX. We invite you to join our conversation about what to do about Talk of the Nation leaving the airwaves of NPR. We're going to talk real quickly also about what Texas Public Radio KSTX is going to do about that. The number to call, 614-8980. Joining us from NPR, Kinsey Wilson. So let me just explain real fast. With Talk of the Nation going away, we're going to have to kind of rejigger our daytime schedule. So we're not really completely sure what we're going to do, but it looks like what we're going to put in at 11 o'clock, we're going to go ahead and start running The Takeaway. And then at 12 and at 1, that two-hour block is where Here and Now is going to go. We're going to move Fresh Air to 2 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, we keep the source, and at 4 o'clock, All Things Considered is going to be, we air that. So that's what it looks like we're going to be doing here on KSTX. So we're going to have to sort of rearrange that, and our listeners are going to have to get used to that, and they're going to have to realize, of course, all this is happening because of Talk of the Nation is going away. Is that kind of similar, Kinsey, how many stations are dealing with this shakeup?
You know, stations, one by one, each make the programming decisions that, for their audience. So we're not at NPR in a position to dictate and sometimes not even to have an early read on how stations are going to decide to adjust to these changes. But that, because Here and Now airs from noon to 2 and then is updated aggressively from 2 to 4, stations have the option to take it really any time during that afternoon period.
All right, let's go.
Now, one thing I would – sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say one thing I would – just to build on the what we were talking about before, you know, the other thing that Here and Now does is really build on the conversation, the smart conversational style and sort of in-depth exploration of the news of the day that you see in talk radio as well. I think the difference is perhaps not taking a single subject for the same length of time and obviously not the call-in feature, but it is distinct from the kind of news that we present on the news magazines, Morning Edition and ATC, All Things Considered, in that there's an opportunity to go into a little greater depth, to introduce voices from around the country, and we're going to be taking pieces from our member stations across the country that might not otherwise air.
Okay. Back to the phones. Bruce is on the line, wants to know what's going to happen to Science Friday. Bruce, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. Yes, I can appreciate, although I don't agree with it, but I can appreciate the redistribution of the functionality of Talk of the Nation. But the Science Friday component is unique. And so what is the plan? Will that be re-slotted, or is that just another part of the program that's going to vanish?
All right. Thank you for your call, Bruce. And so, Kinsey, Science Friday?
Science Friday will continue in its current time slot from 2 to 4 Eastern time on Fridays. And we have been talking throughout this whole planning process with Science Friday about how to continue to extend what you rightly identify as their sort of unique franchise. I mean, it is a very different kind of topic and one that public radio audiences historically have been very interested in. It will be up to stations where they choose to run them. Here and Now will be available 5 days a week, where Talk of the Nation was only available 4 days a week, and that could conceivably displace Science Friday. But they may be moved into other time slots, or stations may choose to air Science Friday in place of Here and Now on Fridays in its accustomed time slot. So, and as I say, we're working with Ira Flatow and his staff to explore a whole variety of ways in which we might give them an even more robust presence across our programming.
Well, you know, like on Science Friday, they frequently talk about endangered species, and the number one cause for losing endangered species is that they're losing their habitat. And it kind of seems to be the case for Science Friday here. By with Talk of the Nation, the way it was built up and presented, and you had Friday, it sort of fit right in there, and it looked good on the grid, and people were able to easily, tune into that. And it doesn't seem like that sort of fit is going to be there anymore. The habitat is being lost for Science Friday.
Well, that, again, is a station-by-station decision, sort of how they want to treat that. I mean, certainly there's no reason that they can't be kept in the current place if stations choose to air them on Fridays in place of Here and Now. As we're sort of closing out the week and turning to topics of, like science that, sort of lead into the weekend and so forth, other stations may choose to air them a little later in the evening as an alternate. We're working through that one by one with stations to see what makes the most sense, and as I say, working with Science Friday to figure out if we need to readjust with them to provide the prime opportunity for them.
Yeah, a lot of Science Friday fans out there. Joy is joining the conversation. Joy, welcome to The Source.
I'm hoping that our local station will be keeping Science Friday. I hadn't even considered the possibility that that might not be the case. I mean, I realize that we live in Texas and we don't need science in Texas, but, and I'm with Irv, I am sick, absolutely sick about losing a valuable, in-depth program, and I have a feeling that this is a misguided effort on NPR's part to attract some sort of younger demographic. I find some of the new shows off-putting with their tricky little female voices and the lack of discussion. I'm not at all impressed, and I'm not at all trustful that this is going to lead to even good programming, much less it just would be very hard to be anything better than what we have been having.
All right, Joy.
That's all I had to say. Why I'm even expressing it, I don't know, since the decision was made without input from listeners, as near as I can tell. So, and since we're supporters also, that makes a big difference.
Okay, Joy, well, thank you so much. So Joy asked, was this a ploy to get younger voters, Kenzie? A younger audience, Kenzie?
No, as I said before, I mean, this is really about addressing an appetite both among listeners and among stations for a news magazine formatted program in the middle of the day that really, as we see people staying tuned in and in some cases time shifting across different parts of the day to pick up the news, there is an appetite for the kind of serious, in-depth news and conversation that NPR provides, not just in the morning and the afternoon, but across all day parts. And there really isn't any other program that meets that particular need. So I hope that listeners will give this a chance and not assume that we're simply going to introduce some kind of light fare. We expect that here and now is already well established on 186 stations,
and we air it.
Can tune in and you air it, and listeners can tune in and get a sense for how Robin Young handles important topics of the day. She'll be joined by Jeremy Hobson and Meghna Chakrabarty as co-hosts and substitute hosts as we expand to 2 hours.
There's no doubt that Here and Now is a great show and that Robin does a great job, and you know, we air it and we would hate for it to go away also, but there's a certain component of having people call in from all over the country, people from middle America contribute, talking about issues that directly impact them, and just getting all this expertise, crowdsourcing stories, and really finding out where the rubber meets the road. And I'm afraid that will be missed.
Well, and that's why we're continuing to absolutely to back programs like On Point and Diane Rehm, which do a superb job of exactly that. Diane Rehm and Tom Ashbrook are consummate call-in talk radio hosts who, you know, can do a fabulous job of managing the issues of the day, interacting with their listeners, and so forth. So we're hoping that there remain a wide variety of choices from which individual stations and programmers can choose, even as we're meeting what we felt was an untapped need for middle-of-the-day news.
Gonzalo wants to join the conversation. Welcome to The Source, Gonzalo.
Afternoon, gentlemen. I would just like to know if there is a future for the Political Junkie segment.
For Ken Rudin's Political Junkie segment.
Yes, sir, that one.
Okay. Thank you for your call, and we'll see what Kenzie has to say about that.
Not in the cards at the moment. That would be going away with Talk of the Nation because it was a feature of that program.
Okay, so what is happening, you know, nationally? I mean, we've gotten a lot of calls here. People not that crazy about this transition, but generally people love their shows and they hate for anything to happen to them. So is it, do y'all think that they'll get over it and we'll move forward? Or once they hear Here and Now in its new form, that they'll fall in love with that? What do you think the plan is?
I mean, certainly we have heard from listeners who you know, with whom the show was extremely popular over the years. I mean, any time you make a programming change, it's very difficult. I think ultimately it will fall to stations to determine what the appropriate mix is, and in any given market, whether the appetite is for a mix of news and talk or exclusively talk, or and how much of that is local and how much of that is national. I mean, we find that it does vary substantially from different parts of the country. And again, what we're really trying to do is to make sure that we provide a service that NPR, in partnership with member stations, is uniquely positioned to provide, with a a national and international reporting core of 400 plus. We're able to bring some heft and some muscle to issues of the day that others are not. And so we want to make sure that we have a presence in the middle of the day that can deliver that. But it's certainly not a substitute for the high-quality call-in talk that we continue to distribute through shows and that local stations continue to do on their own, as you do with the show.
Well, thanks, Kinsey. So this has been a tough job for you, coming on the line, not just for this station, but other stations, hearing the grief from listeners. And I appreciate that you joining us today and helping us figure all this out.
Happy to do it. Thanks very much, David.
All right, Kinsey. Thank you again, Kinsey. Wilson is the chairman of is the Executive Vice President and Chief Content Officer for NPR. And again, the changes we're making to our schedule looks like starting July 1st, takeaway 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock Here and Now, 2 o'clock Fresh Air, 3 o'clock The Source. And this has been The Source on KSTX. Thanks to Paul Flab, the show's producer. Wayne Coble is the TPR Program Director. Chris Udaly is our web producer. We get production help from Catherine Dixon. Check us out online at tpr.org. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation. Coming up Tuesday on The Source, Texas is one of America's most controversial states. Evangelicals have the legislature in a headlock. Poverty is a fact of life for millions of Texans, and death row is the busiest in the country. But for folks who didn't grow up here, they just don't get it. But should they? Is there a lot the rest of America can learn from Texas? We talk to the author of the book, Big, Hot, Cheap, and Right, Tuesday at 3 on The Source.
Minimum wage is the law, but in Chicago, immigrants are getting nickeled and dimed. An investigation with ProPublica, next time on Marketplace from 8 p.m.
You can hear Marketplace this evening at 6:30 on News and Views at 89.1 KSTX.
KSTX is expanding its presence on mobile devices to make sure you have access to the news programs you rely on, no matter where you are. The full-featured TPR app for iPhone, iPad, and Android allows you to pause the live KSTX stream for up to half an hour and gives you the ability to rewind and fast-forward so you won't miss a single word. You can also view the day's schedule. To download, visit the iTunes App Store or the Android Market and search for Texas Public Radio.
This is KSTX, San Antonio. Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock.